SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast, and we thank you so much for doing that. Hope you and all of your significant others are having some hot times.
Yeah.
We sure have. After we got back from Naughty and Nolens, we decided to be naughty in Southern California.
And we'll be sharing a bit of that a little bit later. But first, we have some exciting news.
Yes, we do.
We had so much fun in New Orleans, and we've been having so much fun in New Orleans with the group, that we decided we need to have another group, big group trip.
We've been to Desire 7 or 8 times with the group. We've been to Naughty and Nolens, and we're going again to Naughty and Nolens. And we've been to Swing Fest, and Vegas, and Seattle. And now,
we're taking the party and the group to Jamaica, to Hedonism 2.
Yes, we are, in August of 2017.
August 5th through the 12th. And please join us.
Rest up, get ready. It's going to be a hedonistic trip.
Oh, absolutely. And what's cool about this is it's all of you can come, couples and singles. We're going to have a blast.
So, details are at swingercast.com, or you can call 215-321-4451 and ask for rates and any questions that you may have about the trip. And we look forward to partying with all you sexy folks down there in Jamaica.
Yes, I love Jamaica. And I love you guys that travel with us. And I know this trip is going to be a blast.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I'm just like,
I know.
I've been nuts. I mean, playing reggae music, getting in the mood, fantasizing about all this stuff. And I even got you to change our logo, Rastafarianize it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to see how nutty we've been, come to swingercast.com, look at the travel link, and see our new Rastafied SwingerCast logo that Allie spent the better part of 2 hours helping me make. So get ready for a raucous, hedonistic trip in Jamaica. Hope you guys can join us.
Yaman.
Yaman.
So after we got back from New Orleans, we went out to the club one night. And we get there pretty early. We usually just kind of like chill out and unwind together by ourselves and kind of like just talk about things going on in our life. And
Allie sometimes refers to these little chats that we have at the club before the action begins as our SwingerCast board meeting.
Yeah. Because we planned, actually, you know, what we were going to do in Naughty New Orleans. We do, and things like that. We plan and discuss things.
What we're going to do at Hedo.
Yeah.
The things that we have planned for the group and that kind of thing.
So I say that because at the club, when we first get there, we're not looking around for people to play with. It's never like that. It's more like
John and Allie time.
It's our time just to have a drink and then talk about stuff and plan things. And then, but not plan like what's going to happen that night, but just
for our group and
our
podcast. What are we going to talk about on our next show?
Yeah, so we were actually kind of doing that, not really talking with anybody else. And then I noticed there was a couple kind of sitting next to us on another sofa.
Yeah.
And they seemed kind of new, right?
Yeah, and you said, okay, John, board meeting's over. Maybe we should mingle with some people. And I said, yeah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat next to this couple that they were really actually already sitting next to us, and we just started turning our attention away from just each other and more onto what was happening around us, and started chit-chatting with those guys.
Yeah, and you went to get another drink or something, and I felt like we were kind of being a little cut off from the other people, you know. So I was just like, I'll introduce myself to this couple, you know, just being friendly. And I did, and I was mostly talking with her, and he was pretty quiet, and I think he also went up to get a drink. So I had a little bit of pre-conversation with her before you came back with our drinks, and I could tell that they were new. She was just wanting to know, you know. I guess she may have overheard us talking about Naughty New Orleans when we were talking together, and she wanted to ask me more questions about swinging and the whole communication. And she told me that this was their first time to come to a club, and she was kind of asking advice about communication and stuff. And I was, and then this time you came back out, and we were just started having casual talk about swinging. And I was telling her advice, like how the woman takes the lead and communication is the best thing, you know. I was telling her all
the basics.
The basics. I was giving her the basics, and
she was very inquisitive. I mean, and she wasn't just, what was cool about him is that, I mean, you know, like you said, he was pretty quiet, but she was very inquisitive, and she was asking the both of us questions. She was trying to pick our brains, like, mm-hmm. you know, what do you do in this situation? How do you get it started?
Yeah, it wasn't at all like she was trying to get something started with us. It was just, it wasn't at all like a sexual flirty talk. It was just hey, we're just hanging out and talking about swinging with her and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was, if anything, it was the polar opposite of, you know, flirtatious. I mean, it wasn't any kind of talk about playing or with them, or she wasn't even asking us questions about like what we do in the lifestyle. She was asking more general questions about the lifestyle overall. Mm-hmm. And how they could fit into that.
Right. They were from an area, they were from another state, but also in their area, there weren't any clubs around in their area. So they had told us a story on how, what they were doing, and they were doing the camming.
Yeah, they were on Skype.
And they were doing that in their home, and they were that, and she was telling us how that turned them on, and I was learning all about that, and I was interested in hearing all about that. It was cool.
You told them it would never work for us because our room is too dirty.
Yeah,
we could never camera with somebody because we'd have to clean up our room.
Yeah. But anyway, we were just having nice conversations, and it wasn't anything sexual at all. But by the time, I mean, I knew that you and I were just probably ready to just go up to the couple's room on our own and play. But we didn't really say that, but we were kind of headed in that direction. And then she blurted out.
Yeah, you said, hey, we're going to go play John's Horny or something like that, and we're going to go fool around, not inviting them at all, just telling them, hey, we're going. And she just kind of blurted out, oh, do you guys mind if we come and watch or join you? And I realized that they had never played with anyone soft, full, or just on the same bed. And you said, yeah, that's fine. You know, we're going to go up to the room. And
just remember your communication. I said, just let us always, you know, know. You know, what I've been telling you about a communication not only works with you and your partner, but you've got to be able to really communicate with people you want to play with. I think you even said something like,
I said,
can
something.
I go down on you or something like that?
When you were talking about the communication, I said, for example, would it be okay if I go down on you if you guys join us? You know, and she kind of blushed, and she was like, maybe, maybe that might be all right. I'm like, okay, you're setting your limits. If you're good for it, I'm good for it. You just let me know. I put the invitation out there. If you want it, I'll gladly go down on you.
So, I mean, we've definitely had a lot of talk with him, and I was pretty surprised, you know, that she was bold enough to come up and play with us or say that. And as we were walking up,
we said, do we want to go to a group room, or are you guys more comfortable in a private room? And I think either you or her said, let's go to a private room.
Yeah. It just so happened as we were walking up, you passed the private rooms before the group rooms, and there just happened to be one private room available. So I said, oh, we should grab this.
Yeah, but that room is it appears private, but it's actually semi-private.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There's a window where people can look in and see you.
I totally forgot about that.
Me too.
And I totally forget about that, but that wasn't a problem.
That didn't come into play.
I know that you and I were just probably just thinking we were going to play beside them.
Yeah, I thought they wanted to watch us.
Or they were going to play next to us.
Yeah.
But then what did she say to you?
Well, we all got in the room, and you said to them, what do you guys want to do? We can just all get on the bed and play, or something like that. And then she was like, kind of just blurted it out. Oh, we're comfortable with full swap if you are. It's like, I did not see that coming at all.
Right. You didn't see that coming. Exactly. But also, they're so brand new and never even played with a couple. That's something you definitely need to ease in with, a brand new couple that's never even played with someone. And I knew, had he said that, we want to do full swap, you know, I would have probably said, but she said it. I had had conversations with her, and I said, well, we're good with whatever. You just always communicate with us and let us know, you know.
What your comfort level is.
Kind of bringing back our conversations that I had earlier. I was like, you make the calls.
Well, honestly, I wanted to have sex with you. I was horny, and I wanted to have sex with you, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to go up in this room, and we're going to have sex, and they're going to have sex beside us, or they're going to watch us, and maybe the girls will touch a little or something like that, and I don't care. I just want to have sex.
Mm-hmm. I know that we had told them, or that I had told them, you know, how we like to play. We like a lot of touching, but we got in there and started playing. I was amazed.
I was seated on the bed while we were all talking, because there were no chairs. It was just a bed, mm-hmm. And I was seated, and she kind of got on the bed, and she took her robe off, her clothes off, and kind of kneed her way over onto the bed and said, do you still want to go down on me? I'll take you up on that offer.
Yeah. And you're like, all right. And then, we started doing a lot of oral with them.
It was tripping me out because they've been married for a lot of years, and she had never had another guy, or they had never played with any other couples or anything, you know? And I'm thinking, whoa, I got to be up for the challenge here. I got a lot of shoes to fill, probably, you know? And I'm like, I started going down on her, and her pussy was amazing. She was fingering her clit while I was going down on her, you know? Most of the time, the girls just, like, let the guy take over and I'll find that man in the boat. He was just really rubbing her clit, and it was turning me on.
That would turn me on, too, and that did turn me on, actually, because I could see that she was very in touch with her orgasms and knew how to please herself.
Yeah.
And
showing me.
Yeah, I thought that was hot that she was, and I knew that she was going to be very orgasmic and be comfortable with it, because just the way that she knew what turned her on, and that was, yeah, that was a turn on, and more power to her. I love it. I love it that she knows.
Well, I think he was going down on you at the same time.
Mm-hmm. He had kind of a beard, but that felt very good. And he was going down on me very well. I mean, I was, whoo.
I was amazed because they were such, I don't want to say like wallflowers, but it was amazing because like it's crazy when you get into bed with people and it's like all of a sudden like a light goes on and it's like a switch is thrown and all of a sudden it's just wild. It can go from mild to wild so fast.
She was just very comfortable, and she was very comfortable, and she just like when we see people coming to like desire for the first time, or women in a safe spot where they can, in a safe place where they can just completely open up and be their sexual selves. I mean, I wasn't expecting it because they were so new. And that they had never been with a couple before.
Well, I guess they had a lot of pent-up energy.
They were like, they both, and it was her first, just completely, she was amazing, amazing. She completely, like you said, it was like a switch turned off of her, turned on, and it allowed her to be just a sexual being and just enjoy the pleasure all around. And I love that. And she was just a firecracker. I mean, she was amazing. As her energy was picking up, and I could see that he was seeing her being so turned on and comfortable about the situation, he, who was the very quiet and hesitant at first, I could feel like when he saw that his wife was comfortable with it, he kind of opened up and his pace started, you know, getting okay, this is on. And we played with them for so long, and I don't know, it was very hot.
Well, yeah.
It was a tiny bed. It was like a double bed. And we were all over that. And we did a lot of oral. Of course, I wanted to make sure he got a... If they're doing this first time with a couple, oh, hell, he's got his first double blowjob, too.
Right.
And we gave you a double blowjob as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think we still had her make the first move for the
full swap.
Yeah,
I was going down on her, and then she went down on me, got a double blowjob. Like I said, it was lots of oral. Went back down on her, and she was just like, are you gonna fuck me? I want you to fuck me.
She was ready. She was a firecracker.
Yeah. And yeah. And I fucked her, and she's kind of a small girl, like a small frame, but she had really nice ass. Damn, she was on fire, like you said. I mean, she was super hot, and
So.
And she never heard our podcast, and she still talked dirty to me.
Right. Now at this point, because we did not tell them that we did a podcast at this point.
No.
But, I mean, they definitely knew we were very experienced, and we
did groups.
We had lots of friends in the lifestyle, and we took them on swinger vacations. They knew that.
Yeah.
But we just hadn't mentioned the podcast at all. So, like you said, yeah, she was talking dirty to you and talking, and she never, yeah, it was just, it was quite the turn on.
Mm-hmm. I think she was partially saying it for her husband, too, because he was, you know, because she was, like, right there, and she was just, like...
She was on top of you, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, we did doggy, she got on top of me, I was missionary.
It was all kinds of positions.
But, yeah, and the whole time, she's like, fuck me, John, fuck me, you know, and I know her husband was hearing this, and she's probably just saying it for him, but it was doing it for me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I could tell when she was talking. the excitement that he would, he had. He also fucked me. And, you know, when he saw that she was completely okay, I mean, she was beyond okay with fucking.
Yeah.
She was like, I felt like she was going to fly out of there. She was just so flopping around in different positions and just really sexually charged and turned on and just really into accepting pleasure and giving pleasure equally. And that was very hot. And then that warmed him up.
Yeah, once he saw me fucking her and that she was on fire with it, I mean, he got a condom and started fucking you.
And I did have him put his dick inside of me. Yeah, it just so happened that she was in the right position, and I just said, you know, put it inside of me. And she leaned over and kind of put his dick inside of me, which I knew that that would also turn him on, that he would know that it was okay for him to fuck me if she actually put his dick inside of me, which was hot anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I had that in my head as well. And then things got really hot with him with the sex.
Yeah, he fucked you good. And we were fucking next to you and everything. And then, like, one thing that's like,
oh, you forgot about the touching. Like we did. She was definitely, I believe she was into being with a woman, but I don't believe she's ever been with a woman before either. But she did tell me she was curious about that. And I let her take the lead on that, and she was touching, and then I was touching her, and that kind of like progressed when we were giving double blowjobs, and I was kissing while giving the double blowjobs. But while you guys were fucking, I was touching her as well, touching your dick.
You're touching my balls.
Your balls while you were fucking.
I can just say this: there's nothing hotter than your wife touching your balls while you're fucking another woman. There's just nothing hotter.
Yeah.
It's a major turn on.
But, and then she would lean over and while she was fucking, she kissed me.
Yeah.
Like a real passionate kiss. And while she was on top of you. And that was great, but we pretty much didn't have any time at that point to really do any one-on-one girl play. But after you guys had both come, she came over, and I was like, you know, we were just like all just like cuddly, you know, like, wow, that was just some hot fucking sex. And we started kissing, and then I said, oh, you know, just lay on me right here. And she came over and she just laid on top of me, and we were just sliding our bodies, rubbing our bodies, our naked bodies that had coconut oil over, and, you know, doing a little sexy girl stuff, which was really hot at the end after we both come and had an amazing time. We connected and did that where she got on top of me. And I love that. When we finished, we were like, you guys aren't new. Your guys are trying to... I don't believe you're brand new. Yeah, it was just a lot of fun. And we were laying on the bed, and just we were just all just very, very comfortable and very smiley and just very all just so satisfied. And then I looked over and I realized, oh shit, this is the room with
voyeur room
window in it. And I'm sure people have been watching us this whole time.
They were, because later that night, I'm going to fast forward, sorry, but a guy came up to me and was like, hey, did that couple leave? And I said, yeah. He's like, the girl you were fucking. I'm like, yeah, they left. Oh, I wanted to get with them. We watched you in that mirror, in that room.
Yeah, she was so hot. Yeah, well, we had a great time, and we came down. We were all bubbly, and they were like, they were very talkative, and even the husband now was talkative and thanking, you know, us for, you know, playing with them, for being their first experience. And we were just joking around with them, saying we didn't believe them, that there was a first. And then nice, just having a nice conversation. I think we did at that point tell them, well, by the way,
we have a podcast.
I did feel like I needed to disclose that, but it just never really came up before. But I did tell them that because I wanted them to come on a groups with us. I also want them to join us in our group.
Oh, they would fit in perfectly with our friends. But I wanted to tell you one thing, just kind of like as a, you know, a reflection or a talk about what happened, is I was a little worried at first because the guy was kind of quiet.
Yeah, he was real quiet.
And I knew she was good to go. I mean, she blurted out and said as much, you know, mm-hmm. and said to me, will you go down on me? I'll take you up on that offer. And then when I was going down on her later, you know, you want to fuck me? I want your dick. I need a dick. And she said as much. But, you know, sometimes when we're playing with a couple, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I'm having a great time. I hope Allie is. You know, I worry about that, you know, like, is the guy doing it for you and you're not just taking one for the team? And you weren't.
I wasn't, no.
And that's what I was happy about. I was really happy that this was one of those couples that, like, even though they were brand new, they both got it, and they both were, you know, on the same page with it and everything. And he was very turned on to see his wife being pleasured.
Right.
Because that's why I do it too. I love seeing my wife pleasured by someone else, male, female, or more.
Yeah. I was kind of like playing that because literally he did not speak at all, hardly at all. Before, he was there in the conversation, but he was very quiet. So, yeah, we didn't know how he was going to respond or react completely. But then again, you kind of can, as things go on, you kind of can sense how someone's going to be. Like, I didn't feel like he was at all.
He wasn't being dragged there.
Angry about it.
No.
At all.
Maybe he was just a little scared. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was seriously just wasn't sure how his wife was going to react to this. And then he was blown away.
Maybe he was just like me. Just shut up, John.
Shut the fuck up,
Don't fuck it up.
I think that's well. But anyway,
he was in great physical shape.
Oh, yeah.
He was in great physical shape.
They were older than us. And probably about by 10 years, but they were in way better shape than us physically. They definitely were very hot. But yeah, I think that situation worked well because the woman did take the lead like that. We went at her pace. I know we say that all the time, but that particular situation completely worked out that way. It was great. It was great. And was at the talking afterwards was great. We were just like outside. We came outside. We were just giving them high fives. And it was just wonderful. And like people had, I guess, kept telling us while we were sitting out there talking about how hot it was and what we liked about it and all this stuff about it. People were coming walking by and saying, that was hot. Wow. Yeah, you know, right. And so like, oh shit, they were the ones who watched us in that window.
Yeah.
You know, some people might be afraid to play with a new couple that's never ever played with a person before, couples before.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it was not spelled out explicitly, like we're full swap or we're soft swap. They, like you said before, I don't think we had the recorder on when you said it, but you know, you didn't say to them soft swap because they may not have even known what that meant. They were so new. What a soft swap is.
Right. I spoke, and I was very clear to her at our beginnings of the conversation when we were just chit-chatting, right, how, you know, people have these names for everything, but
yeah,
you just got to be clear and communicate,
right,
directly is what you do.
Do you want to just be with your own partner and be in the same room? Do you want to do something orally with either the guy or the girl or both?
Yeah.
Do you want to have intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
And she let it be known.
She knew her own body and she knew what turned her on and how to do it. And I just love that. I love it when a woman knows her, not afraid to rub her own pussy on her clit and show people where she likes it, you know. I mean, that's a turn on, and
yeah,
she was
for sure.
She was doing all that.
So that was a night of like sexy surprises.
Yeah, sure was.
And the surprises weren't over. We'll have to share that on the next episode.
Yeah.
Of how naughty you were. Oh, my God.
After that, yeah.
Yeah. And so before we end the show, we'll invite you to Jamaica once again. Come with us.
Yeah. There'll be all kinds of sexy surprises there. I knew.
I know it too, baby. It's going to be fun.
Sexy surprises
await you too in Jamaica if you come with us on our trip to Hedo.
Yeah, all kinds of erotic pleasures and fantasies will be fulfilled, I'm sure.
Come with us. We're really excited and hope you can join us there.
Yeah.
So,
Yaman, go to our website and sign up for a trip to Jamaica. Hedonism 2. Let's take the party on the road to Jamaica.